No.
I'm here at Stonefield Fish Bar in Stone. We're actually locked in, which is just brilliant. Being locked in a chip shop is excellent. I'm here with Julie, who runs this place with husband Stephen. So how long have you been here?
Almost 3 years now. We've been here since July 2012.
And what would you say is the best seller?
Definitely fish and chips. Obviously, everybody has their favourites, but we sell an awful lot of fish.
Yeah, that's still the number one thing.
Yeah, if you come into a chip shop, then that's usually what you have to go with it. Sausages are quite popular with the children, but fish mostly.
Yeah, fish for the grown-ups.
Yeah.
And why do you reckon it's such a popular meal?
Well, I think part of the thing is that it's very healthy, even though it's fried, from a point of view of you've got the fish, you've got your carbohydrates, and if you have mushy peas, they're still classed as one of your five a day.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't have them every day of the week, but once in a while and as a treat. So they make a nutritious meal, they're a bit of a treat, and they're not hugely expensive. You can go out and spend a lot more.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And what makes a great portion of fish and chips, do you think? What has to come together to make it spot on?
Well, everything that we do here, we try and make ourselves. So the chips are made on site, the fish comes in and we make our own batter, and then obviously the end result is you want something that's not greasy, crispy on the outside and soft in the inside. So that's what we try and do with both the chips and the fish, make a nice batter, but not too heavy. We don't want that heavy, thick batter.
That's true. It's light and crispy
light
is good,
crispy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the spuds? Is there a particular kind that you use? Or?
Yeah, the potatoes go through a cycle. There are times when you can't get the potatoes that you really want, and unfortunately, you know, as you go into the end of the season, then you have to choose the best of whatever's available. But we like certain brands. We like Maris Piper, and we like a brand called Ramos.
Oh, I've not heard of that.
No, Ramos. There's lots of potato varieties out there that you use for chips, but you don't necessarily see them on the supermarket shelf. So, that we like those too.
Brilliant. And it's National Chip Week.
It is.
It's starting the 16th.
Yeah.
And what's going on here during that week then?
Well, we put ourselves on the website and registered for Chip Week, which meant that we got some marketing material to use in the shop if we wanted to.
Yeah, which is all around us.
Yes, and we are having our own voucher as well, which will entitle the people to get a portion of chips free with their food if they bring the voucher into the shop. They're also, as an organisation, it's the Potato Council that are running Chip Week. And they, if you log on to their website, you can win chips for work, £150 worth of chips and fish, obviously, to have at your workplace. And then I think also they'll put the people who have had good results on their website into a league table, if you like. So it's just to get people aware as well that, you know, chips are made from potatoes, because there's lots of people who, you know, especially children, get them involved. And and then we're also having a loyalty card, so you'll be able come along and buy your chips, and on the 10th portion of chips you'll get that free.
Sounds good to me. So you're urging all your customers to sort of back you in the vote as well, to go online.
Yes, I don't expect we'll do hugely well, because we are only a small shop and there's lots of big fish and chip shops out there, but I know that everybody who comes into the shop always says how nice our fish and chips are, and it would be nice for them to be able to say by being able to vote. So
you've had my vote already.
Thank you.
And thanks ever so much for your time.
That's okay.
You.